sick of what we learned yesterday.
You're showing away, but...
Yes, we were talking about our buckets of this injection thing, for example, making an injection. So we spoke about, Shaila, are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? What's the problem? You're making a kedi, really, yeah? Mom, so you've got the syringe and you put a needle into the syringe. So you're making like a kedi. A macropatish is a problem. A person mustn't make a kedi on Shabbos. And therefore, l'chol, that's problematic to do. We did see a swara from, I think, Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman had a swara that is Mizra, very interesting swara, this Mizra. Let's just find it with Perek. Lamed Gimel, I think, Tess. Im Esha, he said, Tishtamish ha'acha is the Mizra, shamachem ha'chobreh se'elah. The best is to use a syringe where it's attached to it, where it's attached to it from the day before. Sterilization. Obviously, you can protect it. That's sterilized. EFC is not possible. Yes, mokum lahok lidchem amachat b'mizrach gam b'shabbos. As a heter, to put the syringe together on Shabbos. Very big chiddush, yeah. Chol is making a keli. So Shlomo Zalman got a big chiddush. This is what we got a bit stuck on yesterday. And Shlomo Zalman says the reason why that's mutter. Let me read out with Sforia. He says. Shimushu rakizim. Oh, he says even though making a kisim a one-time toothpick is osa, so you mustn't make a kid once, yeah. So this syringe which you're making should be a problem. So it's very interesting to swallow what he says over here. Shani hosom to batikunay oyster shinaba gufadaba. There with the toothpick, you're making a change in the piece of wood. That means you've got a piece of wood and you fashion it to make it into a toothpick. So you're doing something to the actual item itself. That is by a toothpick. Listen carefully to this, with the actual putting together. The needle in the syringe has to be near the time you use it. So he says we look at it, no, not as building, but as using an item. I don't know what that means, but it's interesting to throw this, yeah? So Shlomo Zalman's telling that when you make something and you use it and then you throw it out, then that is not called makor patish, that's called der tashmishoy.
What about a punch
cup? Oh, so the chayra, I'm not going to ask you a question, let's talk about this. I was very worried about this over the Shabbos. The chayre is Rosh Hashanah swara like this. Chayre, are you allowed to do this on Shabbos? This is the punch cup, so you take the two together, you stick it together. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So the chayre here, the swara is much worse. I asked the Rav Taki, he said to me, there's much worse. You haven't got Rosh Hashanah swara there. Because Rosh Hashanah swara, the whole thing is that you put it together and then you throw it out. It's used for a short time. You make the injection and then you throw it out. We're talking about over here when you can leave it for hours like this, yeah? Not normally. Normally they use a syringe and they throw it out. They don't keep the needle in it. They don't need it anymore. Finish. You empty out the syringe into a container for the blood or whatever you're doing and that's it. There's no reason why you should keep the syringe. What's the point of it? So there, l'chayra, that's already a matter of problem. That l'chayra makes a problem. So on Shabbos, l'chayra, to do this, l'chayra is problematic. On this is interesting, and that is a locker we have to go into, but I'll show a bit of detail. But let me just suffice it now to say, there's a locker. If someone's shoelace comes undone from your shoe on Shabbos, comes out of his shoe, the whole shoe has come out, to put that back is mutter. That's halacha, which we have to see by Arichas, but that is based on the fact that a keli which was once connected and then becomes disconnected, but the connection is very loose. That is allowed to be done on Shabbos. So again, you got a utensil which was attached before Shabbos, then it got undone, and to reattach it together is a very loose chibur. That is mutter to do. Therefore, Shabbos says, the other says as well, if a person were before Shabbos to put this together, then on the Erev Shabbos he undoes it, on Shabbos he may put it back again. Now the point is this though, this only helps to put it back exactly to the same one it was in. So if you've got 100 cups and you take out the base, you have to make sure that the base goes back to each one that you took out from, which is not so easy to do. But that's l'chol, the only ace I have to use on Shabbos. So if you see someone doing this on Shabbos, he puts this back in on Shabbos, the answer why he's done it is because he, hopefully, what he's done is he's done this before Shabbos, and he's now reforming, reassembling it together. But it has to be, it was once together. Yeah? That lechor is the only eitzah, kind of another eitzah. I'll come to another eitzah in a minute, actually. But lechor, that is the problem. That's the only way to do it. So you're going to have to make a mark on each separate glass in order to do this. What? No, but it's very often the moshel. If you do it before the moshel, often it's for stacking. It's much easier, for example. So a woman might want to only set the table out on Shabbos itself. So she wants to put them all together, let's say, for example, then take them off, put them, stack them nicely, got plenty of room in the kitchen, and then on Shabbos itself and do it. That lechos. I didn't find anyone whose matir straight away to put in. I must tell you, from Rabbi Yashiv's matir syringe. Now, I'm not sure what Rabbi Yashiv's svara is. Let's see if I can find it quickly for you. I want to show you Rabbi Yashiv's svara. He had an interesting svara, why it works by a syringe. I can't find the Maran Mochim exactly now. But Rabbi Yashiv's svara might help. I'm not sure. I couldn't find anyone who says it's mutter in this case. In the Urcha Shabbos, he brings it halacha, actually. He takes says it's Urcha Shabbos. Says that when you're making these things over here, then the only eitzah is to do it before Shabbos, yeah? You shouldn't do it for the first time in Shabbos. You shouldn't put it up for the first time. In kvahuk, pamachas, be'er Shabbos, and inspire it, but like zolakiva. If it's been done beforehand, then you can reassemble it on Shabbos. But it must be the same ones doing the same thing. I say, what bothered me on Shabbos was this. So that's lechera good. Yeah, and Rafat's got a moedik shtickler. There's Rafalkin, it's Maser Yo. So he says, what happens on Shabbos? Lamaisa, the person stuck. He's making a simcha. Lamaisa's got all these plastic cups there, and he forgot to put them together. He's stuck and stuck. So what can he do? So, huh? Oh, so the interesting story is that he brings a raya that if a person on Shabbos were to do this, put this in, and he has in mind that he wants to undo it afterwards. Huh? He has in mind that when he's finished using it, he wants to dismantle it. That is an Issa Drabon, the Makar Patish. It's not a Raisa, it's an Issa Drabon. Again, a person has in mind that he wants to put this together on Shabbos, but he wants to dismantle it after being used. In that case, he's got Raya, that's an Issa Drabon, it's not Issa Manatera. Even though in Kesher that we had, if a person makes a knot, which the world normally makes it for a long time knot, and you have das to undo it afterwards, doesn't help at all. It's bottle of datu. Here, since many people do undo it, there's no bottle of datu. So if a person has in mind to undo this, it won't help you at all because you can't do it on Shabbat. But, now this will help you. If you have this in mind that you want to dismantle it, and you tell the guy that he should put it together again, and you have in mind that afterwards, before he puts it away in the dustbin, you're going to dismantle it, that's an Issa Drabonon. The Mela, that's a Shvus to Shvus, the Rokha Mitzvah. If you've got nothing else to use the Moshe, you've got a big Soro to use it, that would be a big Heter, that would be a big allowance, that would be a big Kudah to use. So that would be an Eitzah. So again, the Eitzah would be that if a person's stuck, he's got nothing else to use, what he should do is he should tell the guy to put it together. He should have in mind that he wants to dismantle it afterwards. The Mela, it's not Issa Drabonon, it's Issa Drabonon. And then it becomes shvus to shvus, v'ocha mitzvah. We're asking the non-Jews to do is Issa Rabbanon. Dismantling is an Issa Rabbanon. Putting it together is an Issa Rabbanon. But v'ocha mitzvah, one's allowed to do it.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, you could. That's also good. Yeah, that would be an eighth. That's the only eighth lechor I've got in such a case. I'm stuck. Now, I think what bothered me over Shabbos, I was a bit stuck. Now, I think to myself, what about on Yom Tov? Many people make routine.
Tell the boys to put it together and to put it together.
Yeah. You don't have to tell him. As long as you think about these, that's also right.
You don't think about it. You tell him to do it.
But you know what? You know you want to do it. Yeah. That's also right. Yeah. That's also right.
He has to dismantle it.
No. You can dismantle it. Yeah. You should have in mind that you want to dismantle it. That's also right. So myself, think about this on Shabbat. What do you say, Rabbi Yisrael? Could you put this together? Well, actually, on not Shabbat. Shabbat is no Shabbat. The floating wick. Yeah. On Yom Tov, person wants to make a floating wick. Now, how this goes normally is like this. You've got this, and you put this together. It's not so good, this one here. It's been used, this one. Let's try one that hasn't been used. Are you up to do that, Yom Tov, Rabbi Yisrael? Is that Makar Patish? Have you now completed this Keli?
Even without the priest.
Now, I want to tell you, my friends, this wick will not work without this floating thing over here, yeah? It won't work. The only way it'll work is if it's sitting in this thing over here. So the Chayra, I was very wrong, the Chayra, that's the Shah of Makar Patish. I would have thought. Now that is called making a keli on Yom Tov. Yeah? So here's an interesting svara. Now, Vosner, many others actually hold that there's no problem. Let me read you out. It's easy if I read out to you from the Chut HaShani. Chut HaShani says an interesting thing. Now, I said, well, many possible are saying this svara, yeah? Lahaknis psil shel ne'er l'toich eizah chomish atof al kabla shemen. To put this wick into this floater, is that a problem or not? So he brings, he says, Lachaira, you mustn't put feathers into a quilt on Shabbos. That's an Isser Makapatish, unless you've got a quilt or a pillow, and imagine you want to use it on Shabbos, and the way to use it is to fill it out with feathers. You put feathers into it. That's not Shabbos. He says, you mustn't. You're not up to it on Shabbos. It's an Isser of.
On Shabbos, beyond, you're not to prepare something before. On Shabbos,
that's true. Okay, let's say you do this on Yom Tov. You're quite right. So on Shabbos you can't do it. Quite right. On Shabbos you can't do this, yeah? But on Yom Tov itself, as Yom Tov comes in, that's a Motzah Shabbos. Let's say Shmuel's Motzah Shabbos. So on Motzah Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, can you prepare this floating wick? That's the question, yeah? Now, says Nissim, very shtickle Torah, what he says over here. Ravos, I think this is very similar. He says over here, L'chore, it's very similar to putting feathers into a cushion, which is L'chore Osos Makapatish. That's making a pillow. He says also to put straps, shoelaces into a shoe for the first time is a problem. Chayes, mommy's the same thing over here. Nere de lo domi, says the Rav Nissim. The Ritzuas Hamino Shemachnis in the middle, when you put the straps into a shoe, Hari Huhoi Pech Hashem Haritzuas Adoba Echot, the straps are not looked at straps anymore, they're looked at as a shoe. The strap, when you put straps into a shoe, no one says you've got straps in a shoe, a shoelace in a shoe. You've got a shoe. That is the way a shoe works. What? Well, you're a shoe man. Hold on a minute. He said, that becomes a shoe. You've changed the shoelace that was loose into becoming a shoe. The shoelace, when it was loose, was a shoelace. When you put it into the shoe, it becomes part of the shoe. It's now called a shoe. When you put feathers into a quilt or into a pillow, it now becomes a pillow. You look at that, you don't look at it as feathers in a pillow, you look at the whole thing as one pillow. You now get a new name. The actual ancient muck is not called feathers anymore, and a cow is called a cushion. When you put this wick into this thing over here, it's still called a wick. The floating bit doesn't change anything. The wick was a wick beforehand, and it's a wick now. That's not called a shilling. Ravosna says the same thing. This is just a holder. It's not changing the wick itself. It makes the wick be able to light and not stay afloat. But the wick hasn't changed. You haven't changed anything. Says Ravosna and Mr. Karelitz that this case over here is not called making a new keli. Yes, in Tatsasora. That's not called completing it. The wick was a complete wick before you did anything. You're making it now that the wick.
They're not good together without each other.
I asked my friend, let me ask you a question. Someone asked me this a question. Is there an issue? If you've got a container, if you put this, let's say this was done before Yom Tov, yeah? Are you allowed to put it into a container of oil on Yom Tov and light it? Yeah. Yeah. It couldn't burn without the oil. Why is that not making it work now?
It would burn.
Well, it's nothing. It's going to go out. And that's going to burn much longer, yeah? That's not called a tikkun. The thing is, the wick hasn't changed anything. The wick is the same wick as it was. It's called a complete wick beforehand. And it stays as a wick. It doesn't change names. It's a wick beforehand, it's a wick afterwards. It's not like the feathers in the shoelace, it says. The shoelace, people don't look at the shoelace and the shoe as a shoelace. I mean, we call it a shoelace, tie the shoelace. But the shoelace becomes an intrinsic part of the shoe. It now changes. It was useless beforehand. It was like a lace beforehand. Didn't have any use. You put it into the shoe, it now becomes a chelik of the shoe. That's a major use. That is makwa patish. A wick, they tie it, there's no problem at all. I must tell you, others hold Shabbat Sterai section. The other poskim hold, like you're saying, that to put the make this floating wick on Yom Tov is an Issa Deraisa or Makwa Patish, like you're saying. That because now you're completing, you're now making it work. Beforehand it couldn't work, they don't go with this throw. They hold that that's called a major shinui. Beforehand it couldn't float by itself. And now you put it in, the combination of it makes it work together. That is Makwa Patish. Interesting Makwa Lucas. This over here is flawed, there's no shadows in here. I use this a marshal on Shabbos, yeah? This, the chayr, is much better, yeah? This wick over here is much better. That means what you do is you take this, you put the wick through here. That's a bit of an old one, this one. You stick it in the oil, and this burns. That, the chayr, is dechamot according to everyone. Why? Because this wick is a good wick. Even if you wouldn't have this, really, this could lean against the glass and would still burn. So you're not really doing anything, it's just helping support it a little bit. That's true, it's a big mylar, it burns better, probably, but it's still, the wick has got a shame wick, even without this. In the floating wick, you can argue that the wick by itself is useless. You could say. And therefore, the holder is making it work. On that, I'm saying, Shlomo Zalman takes on Rashid's daughter, he mentioned, by the way, that a floating wick is no problem at all to make on Yom Tov. No problem, he says, no problem. I say, Yashi says it's not a problem. And Rav Nissim Kureyats also says, he said clearly, and I said, there's no problem with this floating wick, there's no problem. And we're explaining the reason why they're saying there's no problem is because the wick is called a wick beforehand, and when you put it inside, it's also called a wick. You've not changed the name, it doesn't change names, says Rav Nissim Kureyats. When you put feathers into a cushion, it loses its shame feathers, it's not called feathers anymore. It now becomes a cushion. That's a whole change, that's a problem of Makor Patish. When you're not changing the name, then that's not a Makor Chiddush, I must say it's a Chiddush. That's what I want to say. I say others disagree, and they hold that these floating wicks itself are a problem. I'm sorry to make. Rav Vosna himself, in his tshuva, very interesting tshuva, Rav Vosna
writes that these floating wicks, Taka, are, as far as he can see, Taka Mutter to use.
You're allowed to make these floating wicks on the Yom Tov itself. He says the svara is like, he says, very similar svara, this is just called a base kibble. The wick is a wick, and this is just to hold it in position. It's not really called making anything. But he writes at the end of the shiur, writes a few lines. At the end, he writes there, my minig is to do it before Yom Tov, actually. I prepare it all before Yom Tov. So obviously, he knew there was a tzad that of people who are holding it's a problem. And we could see quite clearly. I mean, I thought when I learnt this, I thought quite clearly it's a problem. I must tell you, in one of the shiurim I saw today, who mentions this problem. So he says it's mutter, but he says that if the hole is not big enough, and you have to force it in to make the hole bigger, that's much worse, l'chore then. Yeah, that could be worse. That could be worse. Because then your mum is making that base into a cane itself. Never mind the wick. The wick is all right. But you're now making this base over here into a cane. That's a good try, that. If you've got a piece of plastic, let's say, blocking the hole over here, and you have to pierce the hole to get in, then it could be you're making a cane on this. It's going to be disposed of. You're going to throw it out. It's got no chashivas whatsoever. The mice say, makapash doesn't help. That's the right from the toothpick. Person makes a toothpick, he finds a piece of wood, and he's going to trim the toothpick just to use for a little bit of rubbish he's got in his mouth, and he throws it out that way. That's mamish, the issa of, what do you call it? That's the issa of Makor Patish. It's disposable, he's going to throw away. That's in Makor Patish, there's no chilek whether you make it for once or you make it for a long time. Or in all cases, that is the problem So, Bekitza, let me make a quick stick on what we learnt. So, what we said so far is the syringes, it looks like the poskim are maker with. To make a syringe on Shabbos is mutter. Lechat chiller, Rosh Shlomo Zalman himself writes that if you can do it before Shabbos, I find it's better to do it before Shabbos. Let's talk about a disposable one, the one you're going to throw away. That's shah number one. The shah of these plastic cups over here, should not be made on Shabbos for the first time. If a person before Shabbos put it together, and then he took it off, and he knows which one's going to which one, he's got 100 little of these cups, and he knows which one fits into what, then you can put each one back into its right place. But to put new ones in, you shouldn't do. Number two, and then we came out Chiddush Rav Falk, the Chiddush, and a person is stuck on Shabbos, he's only got these kelim over here, and he forgot to do it before Shabbos. So Rav Falk says, the mice, if a person has in mind to undo it, it's an issa drabon. So if he does that, he lets the goy put it together on Shabbos, you make it shvus to shvus, a mokum mitzvah, amir lakim, you ask the goy to put it together, you have in mind to undo it, so the whole issa drabon, the goy can undo it himself, that makes no difference who undoes it, but as long as it's undone on Shabbos, that is an issa drabon, that's shvus to shvus, a mokum mitzvah, that's mutter to do. That's case number two. The floating wicks is case number three. There it looks like it's a makhluk apostle. The svara to say why it's not a problem is that you haven't changed anything. The wick was called a wick beforehand, and when you put it into the floater, it's still called a wick. You haven't changed the actual name of the floating wick. And many poskim seem to hold that's mutter on Shabbos. Again, other poskim hold it's derisive to on Shabbos. The shayla of Makor Patish, they hold that's making a kelim on Shabbos, and one should do it before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. One shouldn't do it on Yom Tov itself. Okay, Rabbi Sam.
If you didn't.